ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Meseches Tamid is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Meseches Tamid, Daf Chof Vov. The Mishnah says at the beginning of the Daf that if one of the Kohanim was sleeping at night in the Beis Hamoiked, experienced Keri, then he would go, as the Mishnah explains, underground, there was an underground tunnel in which he would walk, and he would get, at the end of the tunnel, there was a Beis HaTevila over there that he would be toivel. After he was toivel, the Mishnah says that he would come back, and bo v'yoshav loy eitzel echov ha-kohanim. So he would go back to the Beis HaMoiked, together with the other Kohanim, ad shiu shiftor sha'orim istochem, until early morning when the gates would open, the Beis HaMikdash, and then he was yoytsev ahoylech loy, and then he would leave, and he'd go back home. So the mention is mavur tunikudis. One is that after the tevila that the Kohen would do in the middle of the night, he was not mechuyev to immediately leave the Mokah HaMikdash, despite the fact that he's a, what's called a tevul yoyim de balkeri, or otherwise known a tevul yoyim de zov, which is the same din, which is to say that he still retains a residual amount of tumah even after he has been toivel, because he's a tevul yoyim, he hasn't gone through sundown yet. And despite that, he's not mechuyev to immediately leave. The Mishnah says he goes back, and he spends the rest of the night together with the Echov HaKohanim of the Beis HaMoike. That's one nekuda. And the second nekuda is that the moment that the Orem Manevtochim, that they opened the gates early in the morning of the Beis HaMikdash, he was mechuyev at that point to immediately leave. Yoytzev v'hoylech loyim. The Rishonim over here discuss both of these points. One is why that is that the Kohen is not mechuyev to immediately leave if he is in fact a tevul yoyim de balkeri. Why is he allowed to go back to the Beis HaMoiked? And the second question, the Rishonim also address, why is it, if he had a heter to not immediately leave, why is it that early in the morning, the moment at the earliest opportunity in the morning, the Sha'orim open, he has to immediately leave at that point? So we'll deal with these questions in sequence. First, we'll deal with the Shaila, why is it that the Kohen is toivel, and even though he's a tevul yoyim, he doesn't immediately have to leave, he can go back to the Beis HaMoiked. This question is discussed somewhat by Arichos in the Mefarash over here on the side of the page, and the Mefarash actually brings down two Mahalchim. The two Mahalchim, the Mefarash says, are actually dependent on a Shaila, what may be a Machloik, is Zok there, and Yivomas of Zayin and Beis, whether Otvul Yoim de Zov has a din of a Zov, benegeah to the din of Shiluach Machnois. And the Gemara over there brings down what appears to be a Machloikis between the Tanakama of Ebrais over there and Rabbi Yochanan the Amoira, whether Otvul Yoim de Zov has a din like a Zov on the Ereisa level, benegeah to Shiluach Machnois. As the Mefarish brings down the Sugya in Mesechta Yivomas, and I'll bring it down, I'll mention it, say it over briefly, it's negeah for our purpose. The sugya over there in Yevamos discusses a question of a person who has a dilemma. On the one hand, it's Erev Pesach, and he's not fully Toher, because he is the Yom Shemini of a Metzairah, who has to walk up to the Shai Nichner and stick his Bahoinois in order to get the Karbonois and the Hazor on the Bahoinois, in order to become fully Torah, to be able to eat the Pesach on that night. So he has to become fully Torah, he has a Chiv, Korban Pesach is that night, but on the other hand, he has a dilemma, because he's actually Neasar, prohibited from going on the Har HaBayis to get to the Shar Nikner, because the case was that this person had a keri, boy b'yoyim, that he had experience of keri, he went to the mikveh, but he's still a tvul yoyim, the balkeri, and therefore, he would have a din, if assuming a tvul yoyim, the balkeri, has a din like a balkeri, like a zov, he would be usher in the whole Har HaBayis, which is a machn leviyah, a balkeri, a zov, is usher in the entirety of the machn leviyah. So this is a dilemma, he has to go there in order to be able to get the hazoas b'hoinois, in order to be able to eat, be totally tired and eat the Pesach that night, but he can't go there because he is a Tevul Yoyim de Balkeri. So there are two resolutions mentioned over there in the Gemara Yevamos. One is the resolution of the Tana of the Braisa, which says that Asei Sheyesh Boikoris is Doicha Asei Sheim Boikoris, which is to say that Pesach, which is a very, very severe violation of an Asei, if you wouldn't bring it, eat it, because that would be an Asei Sheyesh Boikoris. There's a chorus attached to the failure to do that Asei. That overrides the Asei of sending the Tevul Yoyim de Zov outside of the machne, which is only an assay, and doesn't have a chorus associated, and a male, therefore, the assay sheyesh b'chorus overrides assay she'ein b'chorus, and he goes in the harabayas, and he sticks in the b'hoi noise for the purpose of the hazor. That's the tanakam of the b'raisa. Rabbi Yochanan over there says, dvar toira, afilu assay ein boy, there is not even a toira level, not even a true assay, it's only a drabonon, and he brings down over there, his takonos yoishofot, the idea yoishofot, amelach with masakein, that a tvul yoim of a balkeri has a din just like a balkeri, that he's mishtalach sent for the machne, since it's only a drabonon, so surely the korban pesach will override it. And the simple sense of the Gemara is mashma, that there are 2 days, Tanakama against Rabbi Yochanan, whether a tvul yoim dezov or a tvul yoim de balkeri has a Torah level din, a din de iraisa, to be sent from the entirety of the harabayas, and therefore, Zok the Mefarash Azoi. My primary approach, says the Mefarash, would be that the Iker is that a Tvul Yoim de Balkeri is only a Derabon and not a Deraisa, and even though it's Mashma in the Gemara Yevomas Tav Zayin that this is a Machloikis, the Tan of the Braisa against Rabbi Yochanan, in reality, Zok the Rabbi Yochanan is not Choyluk on the Braisa, and Rabbi Yochanan being Mefarash the Braisa, and explaining it in the not Pshutoi manner, in the Bimoitzimi de Pshutoi, it's actually only a Derabonon, and even according to the Braisa, Tvul Yoim the Balkeri is only the Rabbanon. If it's only the Rabbanon, says the Mefarish, over here we could argue, since it's the middle of the night time, it's right smack in the middle of the night, so lo yatrichuhu balaylo, lotzeis ad sheyeir hayoim. The Rabbanon would not matriach him at night to leave until it would be sun up in the morning, and then he would be mechuyev to leave at that point. So that's assuming that the Isser of Tzvul Yoim the Keri is only the Rabbanon. In this case, they weren't matriach him to leave right away. On the other hand, says the Mefarish, we could say that the Tanakama of the Braisa in Yevon is Kipshutoi and not like Rabbi Yochanan, and he holds that Tvul Yoim de Keri is a deraisa. If it's a deraisa, you can't just say they weren't matriach. Why is he allowed to stick around? So for that, the Mefarish brings in a second mahalach, which actually he goes to Shitasoi with his opinion that we mentioned yesterday. Mefarish's opinion is that the Beis HaMoike, which had a kippah, which had a dome, and he learns that the sleeping of the kohen was done on top of the dome, on the second story, so to speak, and therefore, Zokt Er, since it was only the second story, over there there would be no Kedusha the Eraisa of Kedushat Harabayas anyway, because it's not the floor level, it's the din of Gagin, and consequently, therefore, there no Kedushat Harabayas, and he was able to sleep there for the rest of the night. These are the two opinions, the two pshatim in the Mefarish. In reality, although the Mefarish doesn't allude to this Beferish, what he's really getting into is a big machloikis, Rashi and Tosis, and how to learn the Sugya Yevamos, as to whether there is a machloikis in the Tanakama Shita. This is a Rashi opinion in Masechet Yevamos, that we shouldn't discuss Rashi, the Dvor and others discuss Rashi Shita there, that Rashi holds in Yevamos that it's a machloikas tanakamba Reb Yochanan about whether there would be an Issa de Eraisa for a Tvul Yoim de Balkeri. In other words, he's not an actual Balkeri because he already went to the mikveh, but he has a lesser, mitigated level of Balkeri. He's a Tvul Yoim de Balkeri. He hasn't yet gone through sundown yet. A residual tumor remains. Is that Rashi holds Tanakama holds that it's a Din de Eraisa for him to remain, to be in the Harabayas. And despite that, the Tanakama is matter anyway, where you need to be there to become perfectly Torah for the Korban Pesach. And again, Rabbi Yochanan holds it to Rabbanan. That's Rashi Shita. The Tzvah over there brings down Shita Tatoifus. The Tosis, actually, we don't have it in Yevamos, but we have the Tosis in Zvachim Lamed Beis. That the Tosis over there argues in Rashi. Tosis says that Bechlal Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tanu Upolig. Rabbi Yochanan can't argue on the Tanakama. It's not like Rav, who we say over Shas that he's Tanu Upolig. And Tosis says that there are actually Raias as well, that there cannot be such a Machloikis. There's not such a Shita that the Isser of a Tvul Yoim, the Keri, is Issa de Raisa. In fact, Tosis brings, and the Dvor quotes this, and we have this in Tosis and Zvachim as well, that they bring that one Raya to this thing is Gufa from our Mishnah right over here in Masechta Tomid. They quote the Mishnah in Tomid, the Dvor and the Tosis, they quote the Mishnah in Tomid, and the Mishnah over here says, Befeinish, that even though the person was Iroloi Keri, that he experienced Keri, and he went to the Mikvah, and he's Tvul Yoim, the Keri, if to be a Din de Raisa, he can't stick around, so what's a heter to stick around at all, even till morning? And they're not going with the second Mahalach of the Mefarish, that it's only an aliyah, it's only an upper floor. We mentioned this yesterday, that it's actually a big machloikis about this Nakuda, and that the Bartanura doesn't learn this way over here in Tomid. Bartanura learns that the Kohenim were under the Kippah, on the floor, on the first floor, the Karako Hazorah. So the Rishonim, a number of Rishonim don't go with this Mefarish's second opinion, and they're going, the Toisus in Zvachim goes, and the Dvor quotes of Hashem Toisus in Yevamos, that they're going, that our Mishnah, the fact that we allow this Tvuyoim to carry to stick around till daybreak is Gufa Araya, that everybody holds for sure, it's a Stam Mishnah over here, everybody holds for sure that there would only be a Issa Darbona of a Tvuyoim to carry to be in the Azorah, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan is really explaining the Tana of the Braisa, not arguing, it's definitely the Darbona, and that's why in our Mishnah, we would only allow him to stay around until daybreak. The Tosfos in Vachon leaves this with a kasha on Rashi. According to Rashi, that Tana of the Brais and Yevamos holds that Tvuyoim Dekeri is a Issa Dereiza, and how is it that by Yosem Esechta Tamid, the Kohen is allowed to stick around until daybreak? He leaves that Shver on Rashi. Of course, one possible approach is what given over here in the Mefarish, in his second Mahaloch here, you could say like the Mefarish holds that the Beis HaMoiked was a second story, it did not in fact have the Kedushas Harabayas because it was only an Aliyah, and that's one way to learn. However, the Mefarishim over there in Yevamos, that actually do give other mahalchim to this. The Dvar himself over there brings down in Yevamos Dav Zayin, in the name of Rabbeinu Shimshon. Rabbeinu Shimshon said that actually it's a machlokes hasugis, and the question of whether Tvuyoim Dezov or Tvuyoim Dekeri has a status, a full-fledged status of like a Bal Zov or a Bal Keri, that he is sent deraisa level outside of the Harabayas, is that or not then deraisa? So that's a machlokes hasugis zokter, that even though you could learn, the Rashi learns, that the Tana of the Braisa in Yevamos Dav Zayin holds that it's a din deraisa to send him out, but our Mishnah will go the other way. Our Mishnah holds that a Tvuyoim does not have a full-fledged status of a Balkari or a Zov, and does not have a din deraisa to send him out, and the Rabbeinu Shimshon Tainus that this is something which is a machloikas is in different places than Shas, and therefore, ultimately, it's not just a Shiloh of Rabbi Yochanan against the Tana of the Braisa in Yevamos Dav Zayin, it's a machloikas in different places about Tvuyoim, and our Mishnah goes with the view against the Tana of the Braisa on Dav Zayin in Yevamos, our Mishnah holds that Tvuyoim did. Carry is only the Rabbanan. And that's how Rabbeinu Shimshon learns. But I wanted to mention a mahalach that's brought down in the Ha'oris of Rav Aaron Yafin Zechon Levracha, in his Ha'oris on the Ritvo over there in Yosechti Yevamos, which he bases on a Yosoyin that's found in the Sefer Sidre Tyros in Mesechta Kalim. The Sidre Tyros says, and Rav Yafin works with it, he said as well, that they taina that even according to the Shita of Rashi and of those Rishonim that learn, that there is a din de Eraisa of Tvuyoim de Zov or Tvuyoim de Balkeri, there's a din de to be sent out of the Machna, but Afal Pikein, even if it's Deraisa, it's a so-called new din. What that means is it's not learnt out of the classic Pasuk of Shuloach Machnas, which is an Asei Veloisa say in Parashas Nosoi, Vishalchum and Amachne, Kol Teruah V'chol Zov, etc., V'loyotamu as Machneim and Asei and Eloisa saying, this din of Tvulyim Dezov, of Tvulyim Dabakari, even if it is a Deraisa, is a different din, it's not learnt out of that Pasuk. It's, and there's actually a Mashmois like that in a Sugya in Nozhi Dafim Dalid, and the Gemara over there is Mashma, there's really a new pasuk in the parasha of Zov, where the pasuk says that on the eighth day after he finishes counting his Zayin Yom Nikiyim of Zov, so the eighth day Ubo Lifnei Hashem Pesach Oyel Moed, and then he has certain kabbonis that get brought for him. So on the eighth day Ubo Lifnei Hashem Pesach Oyel Moed, he's allowed to enter into the Pesach Oyel Moed, and this into the Azorah, and on this the Makom of Mekudesh. And this, the Gemara is Meduyuk over there, Mesech de Nozir, that he has to wait until the eighth day, because prior to that he was only a Tvuyoim, and consequently he was ushered to enter. So there's actually a Diuk and a Pasuk that the Gemara seems to indicate in Mesech de Nozir, a new halacha of Ubal Lefnei Hashem, Pesach Hayel Moed, that only after you're no longer a Tvuyoim, then you're allowed to enter. And if it is a new Gzeres HaKosiv, these Mechabrim, the Rabban Yafin and the Sidri Tyrus, want a Taina, if it's a new din, it might have different halachos, and it might answer a number of kashes on the shita of Rashi, that Rashi learns that Tvuyoim Dezov could be a deraisa. That says it is a deraisa, but it's a weaker deraisa and has different dinim. For example, the Sidre Tyrus over there brings down the Tosfos in Zvachim, one of the kashes that he asks on Rashi, is that if there is a din deraisa, according to the Tana of the Braisa, in Yevamos, of Shiluach, Shiluach Machnes, that to send that even the Tvuyoim Dezov from the Machn Levia, if it is a deraisa, it should be an Asei Veloisa, say, like all Shiluach Machnes, which is a loisa say, and vishalchon hamachne, which is an asay. If it's a loisa say viasay, the klalul of a shas is that no matter how strong an asay is, it's not toicha olav viasay. So how could the Gemara say over there in Masechta Yevamos that Pesach is so strong? It's a very strong asay. It's an asay that has chorus. So therefore, it's doicha this din of a tvuyoim dezov because it doesn't have chorus. Koras. So why does it have Koras, Rektosis? If it's a din deraisa of Shiluach Machnois, it's going to have a lavi asay, and asay can't override a lavi asay. So of them, Zokta Sidre Tairos, if you learn this way, it's good. Because even though the din of Shiluach Machne of the Tfuyoyim de Zov would be a deraisa, according to Rashi's opinion, the town of the Braisa, it's a different sort of deraisa. It doesn't have the deraisa of Parashas Nosoi, of the lavi asay, it doesn't have those dinim. It's a different din learned out of the pasuk by Zov, Ubal Lifnei Hashem, that he waits till he's no longer full yom, waits till the next day, and then he's able to become Lifnei Hashem. That different din, it doesn't have a lav asay, it's just a regular asay, and therefore, it's an iser asay, Ubal Lifnei Hashem later, he can't come earlier, so therefore, the asay Sheyesh Bekoras would override it, and do not have a problem that he can't override lav asay. That's a tzidritayis. And Rav Aaron Yaffin says that actually you could say perhaps a sharfadiyik and Moisef onto this as well, that if you learn that it's a new din of Ubal Lifnei Hashem, it was a Tful Yom is not able to Ubal Lifnei Hashem to enter into the Mokom HaKodesh, into the Har HaBayis, he has to first wait until he's no longer a Tful Yom. If that's the case, you could tie into Zokta that the Isser only applies to the person on the outside and he's looking to enter into the Machne. Ubal Lifnei Hashem. That Isser is Aser for a Tful Yom. Now, Shank, and a person's already in the Har HaBayis and you're asking whether he's Mechuyev to leave, that you're not Mechayev him to leave. Zokta. And Mail over here, since the person's already over here in the Har HaBayis, and the question over here is whether we're Mechayev him to leave, you could say that even if you hold that Shiluach Machnes is the Eraisa, according to the town of the Braisa and Yevomis, it wouldn't apply over here because over there it's a question of whether he's able to Ubal. You're allowed to enter, and there's a Din Eraisa that Tful Yom can't enter. Now, Shank, and over here, he's already there. The question of whether he's mechuyev to leave, that would not mechuyev him to leave, Zokter, Meila, therefore, the bottom line suggestion over here is that tuma that it was ira bepnim. If a tumah occurred when the person is ready b'fnim in the makom hakodesh, so the chiyuv to leave would not be deraisa, even if the issa to enter would be a deraisa. Now, the truth is that the etzem chiluk between the kohen or the person who's already inside and whether you mechayev him to leave, that we could be makel on such a thing, more than if he's on the outside and he wants to enter, we already mentioned that from the mefarish himself over here. However, the mefarish was saying it in a much, much less mechudus teka oifin, because the mefarish was talking about a case in which the assumption is made, like the Mefarish goes with this Mahalach, that the Isser of a Tful Yoyim Dekeri in the Mach Leviyah, in the Har HaBayis, is only the Rabbanon anyway, because that's his Ikar Mahalach, like Tosis learns in Zvachim. So therefore, since it's only the Rabbanon anyway, we're not Matriach him to leave, he's already on the inside. So the Isser of the Rabbanon doesn't kick in, but Mokum it's a Tircha, it's the middle of nighttime, and it's difficult, and it's the middle on the inside. What the Rav Yaffin is suggesting, though, is that there might be a Mokum to make such a Chiluk, even on the Eraisa level, perhaps we can make such a distinction, even the Raisa, then again to someone that's on the inside and might not have this pasuk of Ubal Lifnei Hashem, the Isser is to enter, the Isser does not apply, the Isser the Raisa, if the person is already on the inside. Now, the truth is that you do have Rishonim over here, not just the Mefarish, but others as well, that say a similar Mahalach to what the Mefarish says, that since the old Isser of Shiluach Machnes by a Tful Yoim, the Zov is only the Rabbanon will not matriach him to leave, he's already on the inside. The Piskei Tosis says this over here, and the Piskei Tosis in Tomid, over here in the beginning of Tomid, near the beginning, and it's worth noting just for a moment, the Achronim in a number of places in Tomid discuss the Shitos of the Piskei Tosis, which is printed in back of the Masechta. It's a remarkable and interesting thing that Masechta Tomid and Midos do not have any Tosis, but they do have Piskei Tosis. Now, Piskei Tosis is a very, very old sefer from the time of the Rishonim that it's Malakate, all the Psochim, Piskei Halacha that emerge from Tosis and bring them down Kaseder at a list at the end of every Masechta. If there are Piskei Tosis on Tomid and Midos, it seems to be clear that once upon a time there was Tosis and Tomin and Midas, but we do not have the Tosis, they've been lost, but we do have the Piskei Tosis, and these are fairly widely quoted in the different Achronim, in the Be'er Sheva, the Mishnah, different places discuss the Psakim of the Piskei Tosis. The Piskei Tosis over here says that a Tful Yom is not allowed to enter into the Machan Leviyah, but if he's Nitzim of Fnim, lo yitzrichu hu losais miyad. So if he became Tomei when he was on the inside, they were not matriach him to leave right away. Now, the truth is that the Piskei Tosis is very, very similar to the Mefarish. However, the Sefer Yoreh Nesivos over here points out that the Lashon is a little bit different because the Piskei Tosis seems to be saying it's not just because it's the Tircha of Laila, because it's a difficult thing, it's the middle of the night. Samazo, he's learning that the whole Isser of Tful Yom is a Drabonon, and therefore, if the person became Tomei and he was already inside, the Bonon just says the whole thing is Drabonon, the Himo, the Himo, they weren't Matriachim so much, they didn't make him leave right away. They let him stick around a little bit, regardless of whether it's nighttime and very difficult or not. However, the Mefarish is learning a little bit it differently from the Piskei Tosis. The Farish learns that it's because it's nighttime and it's a Mesuyim Dika special thing, so that's a special difficulty. That's why they allowed him to stick around until the morning. So the two Shitas are a little bit different, and as the Yerin Estivis points out, there really ought to be enough Gemina B'negeh to what happens when it comes daybreak, Oli Mechayev, the person to leave right away on the spot immediately. According to the day of the Mefarish, that the whole issue was only, the whole Heter to stick around was only because it's nighttime and it's difficult to Matriach somebody to leave right smack and dark in the dark of the night. So, okay, but once it gets late, he's Mechayev to leave immediately, so it stems the Lashon HaMishnah. It says the next line that once it comes in the morning and they open up the Shorim, so bright and early, Mechayev, this Tvoyim dissolved, this Tvoyim to carry to leave immediately. Mashinkin, according to the Piskei Tosis. The Piskei Tosis doesn't say anything about nighttime. Stam says he's not Matriach, Lot says Miyad. So then there's actually a Shverkat in the Piskei Tosis for the next line of the Mishnah, because according to him, why does the Mishnah say in the next line that when it comes daybreak, he Mechayev to leave immediately? Why immediately? Let him stick around a little bit longer. What's the rush? Where is there a Hevdol, according to the Piskei Tosis, any daytime and nighttime, or that punk once it comes day, we'll Mechayev him to leave right away? So the truth of the matter is like this, and that the Mefarish in the next line of the Mishnah has a Mesuyim to Kehezber, what he says, about why we Mechayev the Tvoyim Dezov, Tvoyim to carry, to leave immediately once daybreak comes. And the Mefarish speaks out of a Dira Svorah, that he says that Agav Chavivu say Ikri v'Oved Avoyde. He brings in a swear over there that perhaps the Kohen is so enthusiastic about doing Avoyde, that was his whole purpose of being there in the first place. And he has a shift that doesn't come up some very often at all. So mainly he has such a tremendous Chavivus for the Avoyde, he'll forget himself and come to do the Avoyde despite the fact that he's a full Yoyim, which would be a big affair. So because of that, there's a special din, the Chazal will go to the Mechayim to send him home. That's what the Mefarish says. Now, Be'emes the Be'er Sheva, over here, from the Gedolei Achrin, the Be'er Sheva, comments on this Mefarish, that the Mefarish is very sure and decisive himself. He leaves his fair. It's a bit, very basic question. Because he says like this, that he always had the Mefarish earlier, right away earlier in the Mishnah said, that the reason why we weren't Matriach, this Tful Yoyim to leave during the nighttime, is because it's the Tircha of the nighttime. It's such a big difficulty that by nighttime we let him stick around, we're not Mechayim to leave right away. So Befeir is Zokta, the Be'er Sheva. So that four applies to nighttime. But the moment that it's early morning and they opened up the Shorim and now it's daybreak, so the four of the Heta doesn't apply. The whole Heta was based on the fact that the Tircha of Laila is not Laila anymore, so for state the whole had to vanish, so you have to leave the moment it gets to be daybreak. So according to the Mefarish L'Shitosoi, there really is no need to say any special extra Hezber why he's Mechuyev to leave early in the morning. So Frek the Be'er Sheva, why did the Mefarish say a special Hezber in the next part of the Mishnah that he said Mefarish that the reason why when it comes daybreak you make him leave is because Agav Chavivu say Ikri the Avod Avoido, because he's in tremendous enthusiasm to lose himself, forget himself, and do Avoido al Tfulim. You don't even need that Zok there, because the Siba for the Heter, which was Tircha the Laila, vanishes the moment that the nighttime departs, and now it's day. A big kasha on the Mefarish, he says to himself, Balkapun and the Yerin Nesivis point says that we could do, we could use this Hezber to explain why, according to the Piskei Tosis, the person has to leave the moment of his daybreak. He has to leave. Why? Because even though normally we're not Matriach, somebody who becomes Tomei in the Harabayas, in the Mokom HaKudosh, he's a Tful Yoyim, we're not Mechayim to leave immediately. However, Zok the Yerin Nesivis, when it comes daybreak and it's a Shas Avoida, now we have the news for of the Mefarish, that it's a Shas Avoida in the enthusiasm and the desire of the Kohen to do the Avoida, in his Chavivus L'Avoida, he'll forget himself and do the Avoida. This is a special night, Takanas Chazal, even though normally we would not have a Matriachim to leave on a dime, that the second the daybreak hits, because of this new Svara, that would explain, even according to the Piskei Tosis, why the Mechayev of this person to leave the Azor right away. The Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says that when it came time in the morning to do the Trumas HaDeshen, so anybody who wanted to do the Trumas HaDeshen was Mashkim V'Toivel Ad Sheloi Yovai HaMemunah. That he was Mashkim early, he would be Toivel, go Toivel of the Mikvah, before the Memunah would come to make the pious for the purpose of the Trumas HaDeshen. Now, the Bar Tanura says, what's the purpose of this Tevila? And I remember that these Kohenim are actually Torah already. They're sleeping in the Beis HaMoike, they're already Torah. So what are your Mashkim V'Toivel? So the Bar Tanura brings down because ein adam nichnas la'azora la'avoid avoida afilu toher ad shehu toivel. So he says that the reason is because a person is not allowed to enter the azora la'avoid avoida. Purpose of doing avoid, even if he's tired unless he is toivel. So in other words, this person is looking to do avoda, he's looking to do Trumas HaDeshen, so therefore, even though he's already toir, he has to be toivel now. Now, on this, the Sefer Rana Labayka, one of the Achroinim over here in Masechta Tamid, asks what appears to be a very basic stira in the Bar Tanura. That is, the Bar Tanura over here is Soise, what the Bar Tanura says in Masechta Yuma, in Masechta Yuma Perek Gimel. That's actually where the Ikar Sugya in the Mishnah and the Gemara is in Yuma Perek Gimel, that Ein Adam Nechaz La'azor La'avoida until he's toivel. There's actually a Mishnah in Yuma Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah says over there, Ein Adam Nechaz La'azor La'avoida, you can't enter the Azor to do avoida, even if you're toivel, ad she'yitpoil, until you do avoida. And in that, over there, the Bar Tanura says, in Yuma Perek Gimel, La'avoida lav dafka. That's how the Bar Tanura goes, that if you want to enter the Azor, even if you're toivel, you have to go to the mikvah regardless of whether you're going to be doing avoida or not. And I, the Mishnah says, Ein Anichas Azor La'avoida ad she'yitpoil, the Bar Tanura says on that, La'avoida lav dafka. It's lav dafka. Now, this is actually, this Bar Tanura is the subject of a big machloikas Rishayim over there in Masechta Yuma, which we'll get to in a moment. Talkaponim, the Rana Labayka points out that the Bar Tanura is saying to himself. Over there in Yuma, the Bar Tanura said Beferish, which is the Das of Rashi and others in Masechta Yuma, that the Bar Tanura follows Rashi, and he says that avoid the Lav Dafka, and anybody, even a Toy who wants to enter the Azor for any reason, even without a Voida, has to automatically be Toyvel. Ma'ashayin came over here, the Bar Tanura sticks in, Mamish inserts without any need, Shayin of the Nichas Azor, Lavoid Avoida. So first of all, that's not the exact lotion of the Gemara, the Mishnah in Yuma. Over there it says la avoida. Here Rashi says la, the Rav over here says la avoida. But Bachlal, who asked the Rav to get into this over here? Let the Rav just say he's entering the Azora. The Mishnah didn't speak anything about any special thing about avoida. So it's a steer in the Bar Tanura. There he says you can't enter the Azora even not for avoida purpose without a tevila. And here he says that you can't enter for avoida purpose unless you're toivel. And the truth is that this issue of whether a person, the dinim mesechta yuma, that a person wants to enter the Azorah has to be toivel always, or just for the purpose of avoida has to be toivel, there's a big machloikis in this in Yuma. Rashi and Tosfos hold that avoida is lav dafka, and Tosfos Shonim and Tosfos Rosh over there hold that avoida is dafka. Thus says Rashi and Tosfos shit over there in Yuvamis says that if a person wants to enter the Azorah, even if they're toyer, they must be toivel. And in fact, Tosfos points out that the pashas of the Yushalmi and Yuma is Ilum Avur like that, that even the person is not allowed to enter the Azor, even if you're Torah, unless you're Toivel. However, the Tzishen says a Rosh argue on this, and the Madchik, the Yushalmi as well, and they say that Avad, the mission is Dafka, and the Isser is only Lavad Avoida, and they point out that the Pashtus of the Gemara is Mavur like that also within Yuma, because the Gemara learns out this din, that you have to be Toivel before you enter the Azor Lavoida. The Gemara learns it out from the fact that the Kohen Gadol had to be Toivel on Yom Kippur in between, it's Gzeiras HaKosev, in between each step of the Seder Avoida, over this Pnim, over this Chutz, in between each one, the Kohen Gadol was Mechuyev to be Toivel, even though over there it was Mikoydish Lakoydish, from one type of Avoida in the Koydish to a different one on Yom Kippur. So certainly this person who's Bami Beisoyshu Choyel Lakoydish, a person who's coming from Choyel to Koydish, like Holshkein, that he's Mechuyev to be Toivel. So, Pashtus, Zokta Toysa Shon Toysa Rosh, it's clearly Mashma that we're talking about the purpose of Avoida. The Homolamid case, the teacher case of this Kavu Chaymer, was from Avoida Lavoida, Kohen Gadol. Before he does each independent step of avoda, has to do a tevila. It's a mashma that the whole kavachomer, the lomay, what we're learning out from the kavachomer as well, is also only being geared to somebody who's coming to do avoda. So this is a big machloikas rishayim. The ma'isa, the Bar Tanura is nimshach after Rashi, so it's fair what he says over here that the dint for him to be toivel over here is because he's coming to do avoida. The Ur Nesivos points out that this stira in the Bar Tanura really is a stira earlier in the Rishayim, in the Ravid. The Ravid over here actually does seem to be saying himself almost back to back, and one shtickle to another. In one place, the Ravid writes that Ein Adam Nichas La'azora B'Shvil Avoida B'Loi Tevila. So he says clearly that you can't enter into the Azora B'Shvil Avoida for the purpose of Avoida without a Tevila. And elsewhere, a little bit further away from there, the Ravid writes that Ein Nichas La'azora, without a tefillah. So the Raavad himself has come out, soys himself back to back. It's difficult, to get around it. We have a stira in the Raavad and a stira in the Bartanura. Of them, the Yoren the Sivo is tainus, he could say a sharf of vort, which he says, a lamais of the vort has a mokram of furish in the Toysis Rid in Masechta Yuma. The Toysis Rid in Yuma, actually black and white, says this vort. The Toysis Rid says that there are tfei bazundera halochois, which are both emes. So it says, the Toysis Rid learns, that if you want to enter into the Azora, even not for the purpose of a tefillah, not for the purpose of a voida, you have to be toivel, that's din one. But din two is that if you are coming to do a voida, you have to be toivel out the avoida, independent mechaya from the avoida. And that second din, Dr. Tosfos Rid, has a nafgemina, misu yemes, been a get to somebody who already was found in a mokam akudus that already had the kedusha. The Kedusha Zazora, and now he's coming to enter to start the day off in the beginning to do avoidos. So even if he already spent the night in a spot at the Kedusha Zazora, and he does not have the first halacha of having to be tovu for the purpose of entering the Azora, because he already was in the Azora, he spent the night in the Azora, afal pikein, he has a second halacha that has to be tovu for the purpose of avoida. In fact, the Tosfos Rid grad al pidarko is geiris in the mission and yuma, eda the nichnas la Azora vila avoida, achi yitbo. So according to him, it's got a very stark metuyuk that there are two independent halachas. The Rid says that that's the correct understanding of the sugi over here in Masechta Tomid, because he says that the Kohen was sleeping in the base of Moiked overnight, and that Malkum had a Kedusha Zazora, and said already had a Kedusha Zazora Zok there, so therefore they would not have din number one, which is that they have to be Tevel up to the Azora alone. So therefore they have the second din. Din number two, even though they're already in the Azora, they still are Mechayev to be Tevel, because they're beginning the Avoida of the Yoyim, beginning to the Avoida, and they have the Tevila of the Avoida. The same thing is true, Zok the Tosfos Rid, Penegeya to the Mishnah Yuma itself, which talks about the Kohen Gadol, who's spending 7 days before Yom Kippur in the Lishkas Pahedrin, that he would sleep in Lishkas Pahedrin. The Tosfos Rid holds that Lishkas Pahedrin had a true Kedusha Zazora, was one of the Lashachos, Lishkos around the Azora. He had a true Kedusha Zazora. He was spending mamash 7 days in the Azora. And therefore, he doesn't have the regular din, the Kohen Gadol, that he has to be toivel to enter the Azora, because he spent the night in the Azora. So that's why the Mishnah, Zokter is Madgish, the Mishnah stresses the second halacha, Nuchas Azora ul Avoida, since he was coming to do Avoida. The Kohen Gadol had to be tovel of them. Interestingly, which is a subject in and of itself, the Sefer Shmuas Chaim in Masechta Yuma points out that the Tosfos Rid over there is l'shitosei, because the Tosfos Rid shita is, and in certain cases we allow a person to sit or even to lie down, even though the Mokam has Gishas Azora. Like this, normally you have to stand up in the Azora, but Tosfos Rid holds and he goes l'shitosei. Very, very interesting. The Tosfos Rid shita in Yuma Davov, the Tosfos Rid learns in Yuma Davov that this Isser to sit or to even lie down in the Mokam of Gishas Azora is only in an open air spot that's out in the open, because that's derech zilzal. That's what he says, it's a degrading manner to sit or to lie in the Azor in a wet place that's out in the open. Masha Enkin, the Tosfos Rid holds that a person who's inside of a lishka in a chamber, even if the chamber has a gdushat Azor, afal pikein, there'll be no iser to sit or to lie down, because it's not derech zilzal, it's within, it's inside the room. And therefore, there's no iser, and that's what the Tosfos Rid shita is, that the lishka's parhedrin with the Kohen Gadol would sleep for 7 days before the Yom of Yom Kippur had a full-fledged gdushat Azor, and afal pikein, it wasn't a problem that he slept over there and he lied down. Likewise, as it really also holds that the Kohenim slept in the base of Moiked on the spot that had Kedusha Zazora in it as well. And even though Kedusha Zazora, there was still a lot of sleep over there because it's within and it's not outside. So that's what the Shmuel Chaim says. The Tosfos Rid understood that our Mishnah is not going to have the Algamein Din, the Din number one, that because you're entering the Zora, even without a void, you have to be Tovel, because in our Mishnah, in Masechta Tomid and the same in Yuma with the King Gadol, you were in the Zora whole night. It had a Kedusha Zohar the whole night. But Afal Pikein, you have a Tzveiter on Locha, the second din, and that's the Rid's Mechadish, that he says the Mishnah Mechadish, that the Tzveiter din, you can't enter to do Avoida. Unless you do the Tevila. So the Sefer Yoren Nesivo is right that the same exact thing is actually true in the Das Raavad and the Bartanur, that's what he says. And Bemis, he points out that the Raavad, actually, the Shitosoi does hold, and I mentioned this rather yesterday, that the Raavad Nemzon, that the Kohenim was sleeping in a spot in the base of Moiked that had a Kedusha Zazora, and they were allowed to sleep over there and lie down, sit down, lie down over there anyway. The Raavad Shita, he doesn't call it the Tosfos Rid, there was within. He has a different Shita that we mentioned yesterday, that the Raavad says that actually there is a heter to sit or to lie in the Azora if you're doing so for the purpose of being able to better perform your job. And since the Kohen and Beis HaMikdash was serving a Shomrim, that's one of the spots where the Kohen was Shomrim, and they had to be there all night, so it's more practical and easy to do the job if they'll be able to sit and lie there. And in Mela, according to the opinion of the Ravid, he actually does learn that the Kohen was spending the night in the Beis HaMikdash, even the spot that had a Kedusha. And consequently, the Ravid L'shut HaSoy is taka very good that the Yer Nesivis, and it works like this. Avad, the Ravid is saying, and the Bartanura, who he holds is going with the same Mahalach, they both, the Bartanura says the same thing in Masechta Yuma, that there actually is a din, the din number one of the Tosis Rid, this is the true halacha, that a person is camping nechnas la'azora unless he is toivel. It's an emes halacha, even if it's not for avoida, and camping nechnas la'azora unless he's toivel, except that according to the Ravid, and he learns the Bartanura this way as well, that din would be inapplicable over here, because over here we're talking that the person spent the night in the mocking Tosis la'azora anyway. That if consequently over here, in order to explain this mission, it says the toivel before the Trumas HaDeshen, we need to come on to the second halacha, and that's why the Ravid specifically specifies, and the Bartanura over here also specifies, that for the purpose of our mission, we need to explain that you're not allowed to be nechnas lavoid avoida al chiyitbo, because here where the person already had, he was in the Mokon Dusha Kodush Dusha Zohar already in advance, so consequently, in order to explain why you're being tovel over here, we need to speak this thing out to say that there's a tzveter, the second halacha that Taisis Bin, that you're being nechnas lavoid avoida, which is an independent mechayev of tvili, even if the person had previously been in the Azorah. In nechnas lavoid avoida, you're not allowed to be nechnas ad sheyitvel until you're toivel, and that's why the Bartanura and the Ravid as well, when they get to the Mimefarish, the dinim of the Mishnah here, they have to be madgish and say that's because of the din avoida, that's what's mechayev him to be toivel. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings down two psukim in the Torah, b'neged to the Levim. One pasuk says, v'nilvu alecha, that they will be ancillary to the Kohenim, they'll chepezachon, join up with the Kohenim, v'shamru, l'chokei l'chalavidosai. And another pasuk is, v'ilavu alecha, v'sharesucha. So, that is two psukim over there. The Gemara explains rather cryptically that the pasuk of v'nilvu alecha is called ba'avoidosom, hakos of omur, that the pasuk is talking about their avoid. The avoid of the Levim. The Yom Pasik, V'ilavu alecha v'sharesucha, that is ba'avoidoscho, ha'kosim adabe, that is talking about your avoida. And the Gemara concludes, ha'ketzad, koinim shemir l'mayla, v'levim milmata. The koinim shemir up above, and on the upper story like we discussed yesterday, and levim shemir down below. Now this is a very cryptic Gemara. And the Gemara speaks about something called avoidosom, which is one pasik what levim has to do, and the other pasik is a pasik of ba'avoidoscho. There is on this a fundamental machlokes rishonim with regard to how to learn this Gemara, b'negeya, the Rosh and the Piskei Tosis. We've quoted poke up at the Piskei Tosis before. The Rosh and the Piskei Tosis take one approach over here, and the Mefarish and some other rishonim, but particularly the Mefarish, they takes a completely different approach when you get to this Gemara. The shitta of the Rosh over here is these two halachas, ba'avoidosom and ba'avoidosoy, are both referring to the din of the Levim to be shomer the shmiras hamikdash, to be shomer on the mikdash. But the pasuk of ba'avoidosom, the Levim's own job, that refers to the other mekayim in the Mikdash, Leviyam Hashemir alone. As we mentioned in the Mishnah, Leviyam Hashemir in Chof Aleph Mekoymois, 21 Mekoymois, Koyanim are only Shemir Begimel Mekoymois, and 3 Mekoymois. So most of the places, the Leviyam are being Shemir independently on their own, and that's called Ba'avoidosom HaKosim Bedaber. However, the special Pasik of Ilovu Alecha Vishrasucha, which is Ba'avoidoscho, your Avoid, is speaking to the Koyanim. In other words, you, the Koyanim, are going to be assisted by the Leviyam in Ba'avoidoscho, in your job. That is a reference, the Rosh says, to the fact that in the Mekoymois, where the Koyanim are going to be Shomer, in those same Mekoymois, Levim are also going to be Shomer, and the Koyanim are going to be up above in that Mokoyim, and Levim will be down below in that Mokoyim. And this is the Shitta of the Rosh, and it's the Piskei Tosis Shitta as well. And they hold that when the Mishnah says that the Levim are Shomer b'chof Aleph Mekoymois, and the Koyanim are Shomer b'gimel Mekoymois, so included in the Chof Aleph Mekoymois of the Levim is 3 Mekoymois, which are the same places that the Koyanim are already watching, and then there's 18 independent other Mekoymois. But among the Chof Aleph Mekoymois of Levim are 3 Mekoymois with those same exact spots, the Beis HaNikaid and Beis HaNitzos, I'm sorry, the Beis HaMoked, etc. In those exact same spots, the Koyanim are up above and Levim are down below on those spots. And that says, Bazunder is special halacha of Ilavu Alecha B'Shasucha Ba'avoidoscho. In the job of the Koyanim itself, Levim are going to be ancillary, so to speak, to the Koyanim within that job of the Shmira itself, Koyanim up above and Levim down below. The Mefarish, on the other hand, learns a completely different mahal halach in this Gemara. According to the Mefarish, none of this is true, and actually in the Mekoimus of the Kohen and Wash, Levim were not watching over there in those places. Levim had 21 other Mekoimus, and the other Rishonim, by the way, also hold this way. The Rambam and the Chinuch say the same thing. There are a number of Rishonim say this, that the Chofal of Mekoimus Levim were all totally distinct from the Gil Mekoimus of the Kohen. According to the Mefarish's understanding of the Sugya, when the Gemara speaks about this differentiation, two types of jobs of Levim, Ba'avoidos Sam and Ba'avoidos Cha, so that he says Avoidos Sam is a job that's independent unto the Levi himself, which the Kohen doesn't have that job at all, and then he says is the job that Levim will noisen the Kalim, thus says in the time of the 40 years in the Mishkan, so the Midbar, so Levim carried the Kalim of the Klei Mikdash, and that was carried by the Levim, was a job that only Levim had, and that's called Ba'avoidos Sam. So Levim are helping out the Kohen, and the Kohen are doing Avoid. Levim are carrying the Kalim for the purpose of getting there, and that's Avoidos Sam, that's a job that's Levim's alone. The second pasuk of Avoidos Cha, that, as the Mefarish says, is Mechadish, that in addition, we also have a job that's the Kohen's job. The Kohen's job is to be Shomer the Mikdash and the Gilma Koimis, and Levim are also being Shomer doing that job as well, being Shomer the Mikdash in their Chafal of Mekoimis, as Heisuk the Mefarish, even though it's not exactly the same Mekoimis as the Kohenim. And Levim are not doubling up the job. They're not standing in the same way the Kohenim are watching as the Kohenim watching. Levim have 21 other Mekoimis. But that's still cool that they're assisting you. In your job, the Koyim are standing goiva up above in their mokum, and they're watching God the Shemit the Mikdash. Levim and down below, and the other Mekoyimos are standing b'chafalof Mekoyimos and 21 other places that no doubling up with the Koyanim, and they're watching from their vantage point down below. Bemis, and as it might be good to shtel tzu to this, by the way, the concept that we said over yesterday from the Rana Laboike. The Rana Laboike learned up that from the vantage point, the high up vantage point of the Kohen watching from their three Mekoimois, they're able to see the totality of the Mokhan because they have a very good vantage point from high above. They could see everything down below, not just local, or just their one narrow spot that they're standing, but get to see the entirety of the Mokhan. And according to the Rana Laboike, you're going to understand much better this Mahalach in the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying that even Levim are totally different spots than the Kohenim are. Afal pi kein, that's called Avoidos Cha, because according to the Rana Laboike's Pshat, it comes out that the Kohenim, even if they happen to be standing in this or that spot, they're seeing the entirety of the area from the vantage point of their spot, and they could see the whole. So therefore, they see it holistically, they see the entirety of it, and Levim are down below, and each one is seeing the individual spot in his one of the Chofal of Mekoimis. So this is a big Machloikis Rishonim, how to learn the Gemara, and it generates a Machloikis, as we mentioned, Benegir to whether in each of the three Mekoimos where the Kohenim are watching, do you also have Levim watching the same spot down below? The Rosh holds yes, and the Mefarish holds no. The Raived over here in his page sets up a basic question. Benegaya, he says like this, we have the three Mekoimos at the Kohenim are Oivin, and that must be done by a Kohen. What about Zokta the Chofal of Mekoimos of Levim? What about, are you able to have a Kohen do it instead of a Levi? Maybe you could say that the Pasuk is saying that a Levi is able to do it, but Kolshken, Kal v'Chomer, a Kohen could do it, and he explains over there that the Kohenim, we always have a Klal and Shas, as you know, that Kohenim, Zerizimheim, that means the Kohenim do things with an industriousness and with an alacrity. So therefore, you could argue, Zok deraiva, that the Gilma Mekoimos of the Kohenim is a Kepay the Dafka Kohenim. Maybe you could say, Zok there, that the Chafal of Mekoimos Levim is permitted to be done by a Levi, that maybe a Kavachoimer, that perhaps he could certainly do it by a Kohen if you would want. This is a Shiloh that the Ravid has, he's Mesupik about this, and the Ravid comes out, he's Masik, that he believes it's more Mestavra to say that the Dafka have to have Levim and those Chafal of Mekoimos, but it's a curiosity to understand the reason that he gives. He gives a curious reason. The Ravid says that he believes that there's a specific purpose. Why does Afka have to Levim? It's in order that should be a better hecker zokter in the Mekoimis of the Kohenim, that this is a Kepeda, a Dafka Kohenim are watching, and those special Mekoimis of the Kohenim watch. So say it's Mashav and the Ravid that he understood that Be'etzim Lisforach Yitzayin, I would have named under the Falevi could do it, a Kohen could certainly do it in the Chofal of Mekoimis. But because he wanted to show that it's not just a coincidence that he's using Kohenim and not Levim, but that there's a Kepeda Gemura, at least in three spots, at a Dafka Kohenim, so the purpose of showing that, we tell you that the din of the Chofal of Mekoimis is Levim Dafka in order to set apart the three Mekoimis, and you can see clearly that that's Dafka Kohenim. Now, to set up this question, the Ravid actually introduces a basic Shaila Benegeh to Moshe Rabbeinu, which is actually now a Gemara. The Gemara speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu. It speaks about the idea of Achon Elefei HaMishkan, Moshe V'Aaron Ubonov, Shemir Mishmeres HaMikdash, etc. So the Gemara speaks about the fact that Aaron Ubonov, that's a drosha in the Gemara, that Aaron Ubonov in one man da'amar is Aaron plus two sons, so that's three Mekoimis of the Kohenim Shemir. there, and also Moshe independently is Shomer, Moshe is a Levi, and Moshe, so therefore you have this notion of the Kohen being Shomer, and you have Levi independently being Shomer. The Ravid raises a question, he asks the Kasha, the Ravid Tainas that it's Mashin this Gemara, that Moshe Rabbeinu is A, he's from the Levim, and B, he was from the Shoyarim. As you know, all the Levim are divided into Shoyarim and to Meshoyarim, and it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu is a Levi, and he's from the Shoyarim. That's what it would seem in our Gemara. Now, the Emes, the Ravid sets up a Shaila over here, and you do find that the Achroinim are somewhat Marech of the Dibber on the Shaila, because there's actually a three-way stira in different Gemaras and different Sugyas when you get to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ravid brings down, that the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kofalef brings down, it happens to be one man Omer, the Gemara, the Ravid works with it over here, that the Gemara says over there that Moshe Rabbeinu koyen hoya v'oichel b'kodshe shemayim. The Gemara over there, it happens to be the Moshe Rabbeinu did a soul avoida. He was the only person able to do avoida during the Shivas Nehem Eluim, and he was actually showing Aaron Ubonah what to do during that time, like the Pukum speak about in Parashas Tzav. So the Gemara says over there in one man Omer that Moshe remained the koyen. That says he was a koyen during that time and remained the koyen throughout the whole 40 years in the Midbar. He was a koyen hoya v'oichel b'kodshe shemayim. So actually the Ravid asks a question on that. He says if that's true, the Moshe Rabbeinu was actually a koyen, so why over here, when they get to our Gemara, does it seem to Mavur clearly the Moshe Rabbeinu was actually a Levi, and the Gemara separates him from the Kohenim. The Kohenim are three Kohenim, and the Aaron Ubonov, and that they're Shemir on their special Mekhemis in the Mikdash, and Moshe is independent of them, he's a Levi, and being Shemir out's Levi. Why? What about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu Alain is called a Kohen? He was able to eat Kochim during the whole 40 years, at least according to that man to Omar, in Zucham Daf Kofalov, so he wasn't the Kohen that he didn't have a regular din Levi, he had a din of a Kohen. How does that stem with our Gemara? So the Ravid says, as you saw, that the Gemara says over there in Zucham Kofalov, in the Hemshech, which is that even though Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of a koyin, ben geir to me, to do avoid, ben geir to me, to eat kochim, those dinim Moshe Rabbeinu had the rest of his life, for the whole life in the Midbar. However, the Gemara still learns out from a drasha in the Pesukim over there that Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to be roi in the goyim. The Gemara takes us out of a brisa there that in order to be roi in the goyim, to identify whether a nega is a nega tummy or a nega toyer, so it's the job that only a Kohen could have, and only a Kohen is allowed to look at the neg and say Tomei Toyer. And there's a whole Gemara over there that when Miriam became Tomei, Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to look because he wasn't a Kohen. He couldn't look at the neg and determine whether it's Tomei or Toyer because he wasn't a Kohen. So the Gemara asks, why not? What about the fact that Moshe is Kohen? So the Gemara says that Shani Maris Neguim, the Aron Ubon of course of a parasha. In other words, that by Maris Neguim, the Pasuk identifies specifically in Parashas Tazria that Aron Ubonov have to look at the neg. It doesn't just say Kohen, it says Aron Ubonov. So it comes out that Moshe Rabbeinu has a Shem Kohen, he doesn't have a Shem Aaron Ubonov, obviously, because he's not a son of Aaron, nor is he Aaron, he's somebody else, he's Moshe. So any Pasuk, any din that needs to have Aaron Ubonov, like Maris Neguin, the Gemara says Moshe will be apostle for. So Zoktav and the Ravid, it works out very well over here as well. Because since Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk over here speaks about the Shmir of the Mikdash, it speaks about Moshe v'Aaron Ubonov, Shem Mishmer Mikdash. So come to the din Kohen, and our Gemara is not a regular din of Kohen, it's a din of Aaron Ubonov. So it's just like Maris Neguin in the Sugin Zvacha, and it comes at the Moshe is a Levi, Benigay Tishmir, it's Mikdash, not a Kohen, and that's how it works out very well. So the Ravid, that the Gemara over here refers to Moshe as a Levi, even though Benigay to Kochim, Avoida, and eating Kochim, Moshe Rabbeinu has a din of a Kohen. We'll discuss it a bit more in a moment, but I wanted to mention that the Ambu of the Safri, a parish on the Safri, in Parashas Koirach, is matmiya on this whole Ravid, that he's Ravid has a whole Safek, maybe you don't even need to have any Leviim in the Chofal of Mekoimis. In the first side of the Ravid, he was learning that if you want, you could have Koinim in the Chofal of Mekoimis, and Koinim in the Gil Mekoimis, and just Koinim. The Ravid is masik, that's more mastavrit, it's mastavrit than to say that you should dafke have Leviim. In fact, the Ambu of the Safri, the whole thing is a Pella, because in Erechin, on the Yud Aleph, the Gemara says clearly that a Kohen that does avoid the Salavim is a Misa B'dei Shamayim. The more learns from a Pasuk over there that a Kohen does avoid of a Levi. Rashi says over there if a Kohen will be Mishayir or Shir in the Mikdash, you have Misa B'dei Shamayim because that's the job of a Levi and not a Kohen. So Meila Zoktem Bu'ad the Safri. So what's the Shaila? Levi'im are Mishayirim, Levi'im are Shayirim. And Meila Zoktem, if that's the case, so it should be a given that a Kohen can't be a Mishayir, a Misa B'dei Shamayim, and he also can't be a Shayir, the Shemer of the Mikdash, the gatekeeper. He can't do that either, Misa B'dei Shamayim. What in the world was the Safek of the Ravid? The Ambu of the Safri wants to suggest, wants to say a Mahalach and the Ravid, based upon a Chiddush that we find in Rabbi Yankiv Emden, the Hagoyis of the Yavitz and Irvindaf Yiralef over there in the Sugya, that the Yavitz suggests over there that even though the Gemara tells us, we discussed it yesterday, that Meshir Shashir is a Misa, that says the Levi has one job and went over to the other job, the Misa de Shamayim, the Yavitz suggests that it could be that that's only if he was appointed to do specifically one job, then he gets Misa de Shamayim, does the other job. But if he's appointed to do both, move, then he has a yechol to do both, because that's his appointment. And that's the Yavetz's chiddush that he suggests, that if you would appoint the Levi Lehendi to do both, then perhaps he would be able to do both jobs. The Ravid had a half a minute over here. He was going like this Yavetz. He had a half a minute that the Kohanim is permitted to appoint to do the job of Shairim, because perhaps the Torah says the Levium, it didn't just mean Dafka Levium, because the Kohanim is even better. A Kohanim is more of a Zoras. So on one side of the Ravid, his idea was that you'd be able to appoint the Kohanim to do that job of the Shairim. It wouldn't just be a job for a Levi. In other words, it'd be a job for a Kohen as well if you want appointed for that, because you could give the Kohen that appointment, and once he's appointed for that, so it's similar to somebody who was appointed a Levi, appointed a Mishayir, and Mishayir both, he could do both. Likewise, a Kohen who does avoid as a Kohen and also is appointed to do avoid of the Shairim too, that we would have had a Hava Amina in the Ravid, they'd be able to do both based upon this shtickle of the Yankiv Emden, that he understood that if you're appointed to do jobs, it's not a problem of betraying the one job to do the other, because your etzem appointment is for both. The truth is that Be'emes, this whole kasha of the Ambu Adasafi would go off if he named on, like we said over a chiddush yesterday from the Meshkonis La'avi Yankiv, that he wants the mechadish in the das of certain Rishonim, which he actually specifically mentions the Rav at the beginning of Tomid as one of those Rishonim, that they understood that this concept of Meshayir Shashir or Meshayir Shashoyer is B'misei Shamayim, that doesn't apply to the gatekeeping of the Mikdash, because it doesn't have a Shemavoid, and it's just a passive activity that applies, but it doesn't apply to watching the passive activity of being Shomer, but rather applies to opening or closing the gates of the Mikdash, which is mentioned in the Gemara of the Hagofas Losois. So, although some Rishonim mavur that watching and Shomer is included in, well, in the Gemara, the Mishkanos Lavi Yankiv wants to say that a number of Rishonim hold that it's not true, that they're talking about specific avoidance of the Levi, which is Hagofas Losois, closing and opening the doors, or singing, and Mashenkin, the passive job of just standing and watching guard, doesn't have a chshivas of a Shem avoided to it, he says, in his opinion, there's no problem of doing somebody else's job, etc. If you never like the Mishkanos Lavi Yankiv, and he even says in the Radas Arayva at the beginning of the Masechta, then the Arayva will be very good as well, because we're not betraying and doing somebody else's job, we're not doing the Levi's Avoida, since the standing Shmira, standing guard, doesn't have a Shem Avoida on it, and we're not talking about opening and closing the Dlosayif, we're not suggesting the Kohen could do that, we're just talking about being Shemir, doing the Shmira itself, which according to the Mishkanos Lavi Yankiv's Das, he, in the Arayva and Saint Rishonim, he understands that not to have a Shem Avoida and not to have a problem that you're doing somebody else's job. Likewise, I wanted to mention that this actually this shiloh is also directly negeh to entering the kasha of the shinu kubetz on the side of the page in Masechta Erichin. Now we don't have this shita; it's on the side. The shita is on the side of the page in Kodshim, but this shtickle shita is not printed in our Vilna Shas. It is in the shinu kubetz hasholim that was printed by Rav Ilan, that he actually has this shtickle in the shita we're missing. The shita in Erichin Dafir Aleph brings then a very big problem. He brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Rabbeinu one of the Meshayarim, or was he one of the Meshayarim? So, in our Gemara, Masechta Tamid, is Mavur, he was one of the Meshayarim, right? He was one of the Shomrim. He was watching over the Mikdash. That's why it says, Hashomrim, Moshe, Aaron, one of Shomrim, Meshayarim, HaMikdash. So it comes out that Moshe is a Levi, and he's one of the Shomrim of the Mikdash. The fact of them, the Shita, that Rashi in Erich and Dafir Aleph, actually Mavur, that Moshe was one of the Meshayarim, that Moshe was Levi doing Shira. That's what Rashi says over there. And the Rashi understands, the Gemara, says over there, Moshe Yadabev Elokim Yanenu B'Koil, that's a Pasuk says in Yisroel, Moshe speaks and Hashem is Yanenu B'Koil, so Rashi, Gemara says Al Iske Koil, which Rashi takes to mean that Hashem was commanding him to say Shira. Hashem told Moshe to say Shira because Moshe is a Levi and saying Shira. Frekt of them, the Shita is a Pella, how could you say that? Shoya Shashira is a Misa. If a Levi has one job, he takes a different job, so he's a Misa. How could it possibly be that over here the Gemara is Mavua that Moshe Rabbeinu is a Shomer of the Mikdash, he's from the Shayarim, and over there the way Rashi learns Masechta Erich and Hashem is telling Moshe to do the job of the Meshayarim is going to be a big steer of Benegir to which group Moshe Rabbeinu belongs to. And that's what the Shita learns up over the Alpi Darkoi, that Hashem never told Moshe that he himself should sing. Hashem was commanding Moshe that Levium should sing. Moshe should instruct that Levium will sing, but not that Moshe personally will be a Meshayarim, because Moshe wasn't from the Meshayarim, Zakta Shita. He said that against Rashi, he says that actually Moshe was from the Shomim of the Mikdash, just like you have in our Gemara. So here again, to answer this question on Rashi, there are again these two possible approaches. One approach, one mahalach, I saw in the Sefer Peiris Te'ena in Masechta Tomid, that he wants to sell to the same of Yankiv Emden and the same Yavetz that we mentioned before, that the Yavetz says in the Hagoyas Te'erich and Yin Aleph, that this that a Levi, who is a Meshoyer, can't be Meshoyer, or if he's a Meshoyer, he can't be a Shoyer, is only with a point that to one job he can't to the other. But the Yavetz wants a Mechadish, that maybe you could say that you could appoint a Levi Lehedi to do both, and then he's not betraying the one or the other, because his job Lehedi is appointed to Dafka do both. And he says, according to that Yaivitz, he could say that that was Moshe Rabbeinu, was given likewise both roles, and it may, by the Ebishter, presumably, and Mele Moshe did both things. That's one Mahalach. Granted, I would note that if you look on the Yaivitz, the Yaivitz only says B'derech Efsher. It's a big Chiddush, and he only says that it could be. Maybe. Maybe you could say, Zok, that Moshe Rabbeinu was given, I'm sorry, that a Levi who's given both jobs could do both. It's not something which is clear to the Yaivitz himself. But one other Pasul Mahalach actually would again be based on the Mishkonos Lava Yankiv that we mentioned. According to his Derech, if you want to say that Rashi holds like him, it's really going to come out that the Shoyer Shashirer, Shoyer, etc., that the job of the idea of doing one avoid, the avoid which is not yours, etc., is only going to get to Gofas Losois, which is the Ikra avoid. And in Melo, according to him, it's going to come out that a Kohen who's a Mishoyer is actually able to be Shoyer the Mikdash, because that's just a passive activity. It doesn't have a true Shem avoid, according to some Mishainim. If you never Rashi held that way, that would actually be a good teretz to the Kasha of the Shinigu Betzes, because Moshe is Takam a Shoyer, and he's not being Megif, the Losois opening, closing the doors, he's just being Shoyer. Shita Alain, who asked on Rashi, is going against the Mishkan Lavi Yankiv. He's going like the other Chayim we mentioned yesterday, Ani Nezer. He's going like those who say that the being Shem of the Mikdash itself is a Shem Avoida, and therefore, if a Kohen is a Levi is a Mishayer, he wouldn't be able to do that Avoida. Later, on bottom of the Omud, the Gemara brings down what it says in the Mishnah, that the Ziknei Beis Av, or Yesheinim Shom, that says that the elders of the Beis Av, they would sleep on these Roivdun Shal Evin, which is these stone ledges in the Beis HaMoikade. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, V'amayin Ailu Mitois, why not just bring in beds to sleep on? How come they had to sleep on these stone ledges? And that the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Lav Oirach Ara, Le'iule Mitois LeBeis HaMikdash. It's not proper Deacheretz to bring beds into the Beis HaMikdash. So, the Gemara is Mavur, Yesoid. It's not the proper Deacheretz to bring beds into the Beis HaMikdash. And in Mela, that's why they had to sleep on these stone ledges. This Gemara, interestingly, is actually brought down LaHalacha in a little bit of a surprising place. In the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Nun Aleph in Hilchot Beis HaKnesses, it says over there that if it's a Tzorich Beis HaKnesses, then you're allowed to eat or sleep in the Beis HaKnesses. I mean, Tam Zeh Yishein and Belel Yom Kippurim Beis HaKnesses. This was a minig. It used to be a minig Nofus, that people would stay 24 hours in Kippur in the Beis HaKnesses. They would sleep in Kippur in the Beis HaKnesses, and even allowed to sleep if the purpose of Beis HaKnesses, even allowed to sleep in the, even could sleep in the Beis HaKnesses. And that the Mogen Avraham says of it there that even though you could sleep there, the Nirali the Loyachnis Mitosel Lasham. It seems to me, Zok, there that you shouldn't bring a bed in. You know, you can maybe sleep on the bench in the shul, but you wouldn't be able to bring a bed in because the east of a Tomid raised Perek Aleph. So he quotes our Gemara very briefly, Tomid, in the beginning of Perek Aleph of Tomid, that it says over there, what does it say? That the Kohenim are sleeping in the Beis HaMoikah, but still Lavoi Rechara, it's not their Echara, it's to bring in Mitois. And the Mogen Avraham stels Tzu from here to Shul. Now, for states of the Tzu Shul is not Muchrach, and some point this out, he's talking about the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mogen Avraham stels to the Shuls. Nonetheless, the fact is, the Mogen Avraham stels Tzu from the one to the other to this concept of Lavoi Rechara. It's interesting to note, I would just mention Grada on this point, that there is a Sefer Yireyim that's discussed by Achroinim. The Sefer Yireyim says in Shinchof Aleph, Shinchof Dalad, which is otherwise known as Toftes, he says over there that the din of Moira Beis HaKnesses, he says actually din deraisa. Many Achroinim medayik from his words, he names on it's part of the Iker Mitzvah of Moira Beis HaKnesses, that Moira Beis HaKnesses is din deraisa, is learned of a Mikdoshi Tiro. So actually the Moira, the awe that a person has to have for a shul, is actually Nichol on the Sefer Yireyim, the Mitzvah of Mikdoshi Tiro, the din of Moira Mikdosh. So that's one possible plausible idea where the Mogen Avraham stelled Tzu that the issa to bring the beds into the Mikdosh area that says here is sugestelt by the Mogen Avraham that Huadin is also going to be usher. Also going to be usher to bring beds into the Beis HaKnesses. Now, the Achroinim and Mo'ir are different to Oros and Mogen Avraham. Not everybody agrees. The Mishra brings down its actually Machlokes Achroinim, where we're passing like this Mogen Avraham. And actually, the Rabbah over there brings down that the truth is, he says that it's Ran and Megillah based himself on the Yerushalmi and says he could bring a bed into Beis Medrash, which the Rabbah Pashtun's names on that if you need to, you could be a shul, perhaps also. You can bring the bed in. And Meila, he says that it's, well, not at all Poshu, but the Avraham wants to say that you can't bring a bed into the shul, but he says avol kashiyesh mishmor beveis haknesses lo yishka v'mita kadi isareish per tomid v'yesh lachalak. A very curious thing he says. This appears presumably as somebody who's watching over the shul, security for the shul. He stays in the shul overnight. So if there's a mishmor in the beis haknesses, that apparently he medame the mishmor in the beis haknesses to the mishmor in our gemara. We'll see a little more on that. And then he says that then you could argue that lo yishka v'mita, although you can mechalak is our gemara is a beis hamikdash, etc. But and our Gemara is a real than Mishmoris, by the way. It's not just that you happen to be watching the security over here. It's actually a mitzvah shimur in our Gemara. And Baruch HaPonim, the Rabbah argues on this assumption among Rav Rah that you can't bring a mita into shul. The Prima Gadim elaborates further on this and explains why the Mor Rav Rah is very not poshit. Because although, says the Prima Gadim, the pashtus of our Gemara is taka seems to be that it's not their cheret to bring mitas into the Beis HaMikdash, the fact is, like the Prima Gadim, that the Rambam and also the Bar Tanura are, the truth is, both of them learn up that that our Gemara is really based upon what the Rambam and the Bar Tanura say is the inappropriateness of somebody who's watching over a Chotzer HaMelech, watching over the Chotzer, he has a Shomer, has a label of a Shomer on the Chotzer HaMelech, even if he needs to lie down, it would be inappropriate for him to bring a bed. Lashna Rambam in the Beis HaBechira is that the Kohenim of the Beis HaMoiked would sleep on the Evan, on the stone, Yeshenim al Ha'oret, Zok the Rambam, Kederech kol Shomer Chatzois HaMelechim, Shalo Yishenu al HaMitois. That's what the Rambam says. It's a of people who watch over the courtyard of a king, that they wouldn't sleep on a bed. I said, even if you have to take a quick 60 winks, you have to lie down, you have to sleep, you're not going to make a whole bakfemta situation because you're a shomer. Your job is to be constantly in the instant. You have to be shomer the courtyard of the king. So even if you are going to be sleeping at that moment, you wouldn't be sleeping on a mita. And the same exact lashon is found in the Bar Tanura of Hanort. And Melos at the Prima Gadim, contrary to the simple lashon of Gemara, the pashas lashon of Gemara is really mashma. It's tamazoy not there acheres to bring a mita to the Mokam Mikdash to the Beis HaMoiked, but according to Rama the Bar Tanura, it's not a kloliyustik din. It's specific to those who are shomer the chashas hamalachim. That's not their cheres for them to watch to sleep on beds even when they are sleeping because you're a shomer. You have a role. You should be vigilant in an instant. You shouldn't be making a whole bakventa situation sleeping with quilts and blankets and beds or something when you're a shomer chashas hamelach. And therefore, the Prima Gadim says that is why the Mongol form is very not poshut. Ula doesn't really seem to stim with the Rambam and the Rav because according to him, if you're not a shomer, you could sleep in the shul. You sleep in the shul. Not even kippah. You maybe could bring a bed in two. Against what it says in the Magen Avraham, as long as you don't have the Shem Shomer, you're not going to have the idea behind our Gemara. The Rambam is presumably saying that if somebody is a Shomer over the Beis HaKnesses, then it wouldn't be derech eretz for him because he's like similar also to the Shomer Chatzos HaMelachim, like the Shomer the Eibush Des Mokhem, and therefore he's the one that shouldn't bring the bed in. The truth is, though, that there might be a mokin from Yashu this mokin of Rom, and possibly even make a stim with the Rambam and the Bar Tanura if you accept a chiddush that brought down the Sefer Oilas Tamid over here. Oilas Tamid is one of the Achronim Masechta Tamid. It was written by the author of the Tshuvas Arugas HaBoisem. He wrote a short Sefer on Masechta Tamid, and he over here says a big chiddush. He writes that the Pashat Lashon of our Gemara is very much a steer to the Rambam. The Rambam says that because you're a shomer, Chatzos HaMelech, so that's why a shomer doesn't take a bed over. But our Gemara, Zokta Oilas Tamid, is very meduyik that it's not at all the issue. The Gemara says, "Lav oirach aro liyuli mito." It's a base hamikdash, and rather than worship, word about being a shomer, the Gemara seems to say it's a zilzum mitzad the makom. This is the makom hamikdash. It's not their cheret to bring a mita into the makom and the makom hamikdash. So our Gemara is talking. It says zilzum mitzad the makom, and the Rambam says that apparently the Rambam says it's a zilzum mitzad the role that the person has. His maus, his role is as a shomer, so he shouldn't be using a bed. So the Gemara is a steer to him. So them zokta elos tamed a big chiddush. He wants to say that it's takat zvei dinim. There are two halachas. He zok there, and he wants to mechadish like this. He says that actually you had pirchikona and you had ziknei beisav. You see, the chiddush of the Olas Tamid is, he says the pirchikona, they're the ones who are the shomim. They're the ones who are younger. They're going to stay up part of the night. They're the ones who are the shomim. The ziknei beisav, the elders, they aren't shomim at all. They're just tamas like sleeping, not al shomim. So zok there, even though the Rambam is correct that a shomer is unable to sleep and unable to bring in a mito because it's a betrayal of his role as a shomer. He's a shomer, he shouldn't bring in a mita. But our Gemara is saying that there wouldn't be in Gansan Maspik to explain because the Pirchikon was shomer, but the Ziknei Beisav weren't even shomer at all. They were sleeping the whole night. They weren't Bechlan not a shomer. So if that's the case, then how is he going to explain, says the Gemara, why the Ziknei Beisav couldn't sleep on mitos? And on that, the Gemara is Mechadish, the answer to that, which is actually the different maskal of the Gemara. Ziknei Beisav, Yishen and Sham. So on that, the Gemara says, Anudin, that it's Lav Oirach Ara to bring mitos in. It's not the Derech Eret to bring mitos into the Mokoim of the Mikdash. Even if you're not a Shem Renul, there's a Tzveter Halacha, it's not the Derech Eretz to bring Mitois into the Mokhaim. Now, the truth is, Eilas Tamid is very, very Mekatzer, and if you want to say this Mahalach, that the Tzvei Dinim, you really have to lay through an Akuda here, because if you're going to say it the way he puts it and doesn't add anything, then really it's not going to be understandable why the way the Rambam saw his Din at all. Maybe the Gemara is right, that it's a Din Mitzah the Mokhaim. The Mokhaim of Mikdash is a Zilzul, and the Mokhaim of Kudush like that to bring in Mitois over there in such a Mokhaim. And then that applies to the Canaan, and it applies to everybody. So, where did the Rambam see bechlal that is an extra halacha for your shemir, that al shemir, because of your role as shemir chatzis hamelech, and it's also for you to bring in a mitzvah. Where did Rambam see this thing? Maybe it's just a din in the makom, kedushas hamakom. So really, if you want to say the three dinim, you have to really add one more nakuda, which is not beforeish in the Oilas Tamid, which is to say that in a chanami it's a zilzal of the makom for the zikne b'yisav to bring in a mitzvah. You shouldn't bring in a mitzvah into makom that's makudish. But if your role is to be a shemir, your job is to be a shemir, you have to be alert as possible during the time when you're being a shemir, during the pachelik of the night when you're going to be the shemir. So there would have been a svara to say that for the shemir specifically, it wouldn't be a zilzal to bring in a mitzvah, so you can be well rested during the time he's sleeping, and mele when he's awake, like I mentioned the other day from the Piskei Tosis. The Piskei Tosis actually says this thing that there was different shifts, so to speak. The Piskei Tosis writes over here in Masechta Talmud that the shifts of the kohenim, they sleep part of the time, or the levim sleep part of the time, and they watch part of the time. So mele zokt of them if you can learn like that, say that it's not a zilzal mamakim to bring in a mitzvah, because the bringing of the mitzvah is for the express purpose of being well rested, so that you could be dafka shemir the mamakim during the time when you're a shemir. So since it's not a zilzal mamakim, you have to be mechadesh anu chiddush what the Rambam says, that there's another halacha that the shemir are not able to bring in mitzvah even from the time when they're going to be sleeping, because a shemir, it's a betrayal of his role as shemir. If you are a shemir, then you should be ready to go in an instant, and you shouldn't be comfortable and making yourself full of comforts with beds and quilting and etc. So that's a different din of the role of a shemir, that the shemir is not supposed to be bringing in beds. Mainly, if you have these two halachos in the sugya, it's really going to come out according to this Eilas Tamid Shtikl Torah that the Magen Avraham actually will work, because the Magen Avraham is telling to one din of the sugya, this Tzveidinim. The Magen Avraham is saying that you see in the sugya kapashtus of the Gemara, which Eilas Tamid learns is taka a din, that if you're in a makom kodesh, the Gemara says beis hamikdash, and the Ramba, the Magen Avraham is talking the shul, which he says is the same thing. If you're in a makom kodesh, it's not derecher, it's a zilzal to the makom to bring in a bed. Don't bring in a bed because it's a zilzal to the makom. Granted, there's a second halacha which is discussed in the Rambam, discussed in the Bartanuru, which is mentioned by the Prima Gadim, which is if you're a shomer, so then also you shouldn't bring in a bed. It's a different halacha mitzad, it's the role of metzios of the person who's a shomer. Tav kapani, you have a tzveita halacha mitzad the makom, then halacha that's mitzad the makom. The Magen Avraham is learning from there. That's how you can be miashivim. Perhaps the Magen Avraham is learning from there that anybody who sleeps in a shul which has a kedushas hamakom also likewise should not be bringing in a mitzvah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mishnayos on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.